James Murphy is a lecturer in Australian politics at Swinburne University here in Melbourne. I had a chat with him last night about the reasons why Higgins is of interest.
James Murphy, we're at the Jam Factory in the heart of Higgins. This is a really popular place for locals to come.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's kind of got a bit of electoral history, really. The Jam Factory, going right back, used to be owned by IXL Jam Company, which was owned by none other than John Elliott, who was the longtime federal president of the Liberal Party. And I think that tells you a little bit about the area. You know, this is a posh area of Melbourne, Liberal blue blood going right back.
And it has been a safe seat for many, many years. It's been home to two prime ministers, the former Liberal treasurer, Peter Costello. Kelly O'Dwyer is retiring. And some people really think that this seat is at risk of becoming marginal. It's unbelievable. Why is that?
Look, I think there are like short-term and long-term factors here. The short-term stuff is, you know, the Liberal Party's dealing with a lot of internal blues about its culture with women and its attitude to climate change. But I think also there are big long-term factors. The party contest has been getting a little bit more fragmented in Australia. There are more and more options for voters.
This used to be a really established, though, electorate. There are old houses, but things are changing. You've got apartment blocks popping up all over the place. Is that also having an effect in the kind of people who are living here now?
Absolutely, but only in sections of the electorate. So I'd want to distinguish pretty sharply between what's happening in, say, the western end of the electorate, South Yarra and Paran, where, yeah, apartments going up, students moving in, and they've got different ideas about what they think is important politically. But you've also got some suburbs that have just not been touched at all by development and going a long way back. These are old households. The houses have names around here, you know, in Toorak and Armidale, and the people that live there have kind of got long and storied histories.
What issues are being contested in seats like Higgins?
Well, I saw a Roy Morgan poll from a couple of days ago saying that something like 67% of the electorate put climate change in their top three of issues. And that's the highest kind of rating for any Liberal seat in the country. I think another one, though, there's still that part of the seat that's going to be very nervous about the Labor Party's kind of tax policies, particularly stuff that's affecting franking credits and all the rest of it.
It's a good point here to talk about the candidates. Who are the main candidates here?
For the Liberal Party, you've got Katie Allen. She's a paediatrician. She actually ran for the Liberals in the state election. For the Labor Party, they had a kind of late change with their candidate. They had pre-selected Josh Spiegel. He got replaced late in the day with Fiona McLeod. She's a high-flying lawyer in Silk. Basically a star candidate that the Labor Party's put in there, which says a little bit about what they think their prospects are. For the Greens, they're running Jason Ball. He's sort of an LGBTIQ activist, particularly in the VFL, which is really interesting. But he was the candidate last time. It's a three-corner contest. People have a lot of different candidates to choose from, and they all have a little bit of a chance.
That's James Murphy, a lecturer in Australian politics at Swinburne University.